And aloha. Aloha, Divine Ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the rainforest of the Big Island, Hawaii. And you are listening to All Good Grief. I am just settling into this beautiful space and inviting you to do the same. The sun is just coming up over the Ohia Forest, and for the first time in many, many days, it is not raining, so I'm able to come out in my sacred space, which is bringing me just such divine comfort at this moment. It has been 2 weeks of just solid rain here, as it is the rainy season. There's really no quote-unquote traditional seasons. There's rain and more rain. but this morning we are graced by the kiss of sun and a gentle breeze and some just amazing sky and clouds, which I'll put up on the Instagram. And I'm going to describe another project in a moment, but let's just say anyway, I will pause there. I'm going to get myself distracted, but it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful morning. Such an expanse of sky here. I remind myself that we are on just a little speck of volcano, in the middle of so much water. So there's no light pollution, no air pollution, just this amazingly light and gentle breeze, which up here, close to Hawaii National Park, no smell of ocean. We have the smell of sulfur, which is the gift from the depths of the earth. Pele's breath coming from the volcano, and it just is amazing when I think about when I smell that in the morning, which my daughter's like, it's really sulfury. I just think it's amazing because you think where that smell is coming from, the very depths of the earth, and it's just, I don't know, just amazing. So much better than, you know, exhaust smell and some of those other man-made smells, but let's just settle for a moment here in this beautiful space, offering you this morning on our Magical Monday, our Nourish Me Monday, the gift of stillness, the gift of silence. So I remember when I was in those initial months of profound grief, how exhausted I was on Mondays. Because really, the saving grace that was offered to me was the gift of school. So I dropped my daughter off in the morning, and I had those 6 precious hours to just simply be. And there were days that I just crawled back into bed. And I had these windows that overlooked into the garden, and we had a bird feeder and amazing Australian birds that would come. Sometimes my only task of the day was to put some bird seed there and some honey water for the lorikeets and just watch. Just watch them come. What comfort they brought me. Knowing I didn't have to do anything, I just needed to take care of myself. When the body undergoes shock, and the shock of sudden and traumatic loss, it is such a shock to our central nervous systems. And we, oh goodness, it just affects each and every one of our systems. And truly the gift, sisters, you can offer yourself if you find yourself in that space is the gift of stillness. Just allowing yourself time to go within. Feeling into your body, what does it need in that moment, and not pushing things, not... So I say this, but I know, so seeking for answers and what happened, because so many of us, those initial stages, and I really mean the initial stages, the first 3 months, about, and that's just a number to throw out. Everyone's journey is different, so. But the what ifs, and I have dubbed it the time of what ifs, and I know instantly what phase someone is in their grief journey if they're still going to the what ifs. What if I had been there? What if things had been different? What if? So part of the work that we do here at All Good Grief is to work with the what ifs and putting them to rest so that our mind can rest and our bodies can rest. And we can allow the grace of time to nourish us. The gift of rest, the gift of stillness. And that stillness that I offer to you, dear sisters, from this rainforest. Just listening to the birds, the little birds that are surrounding me, sitting on top of the trees. They're just so tiny. All the little birds here. They're just delightful. And pausing for a moment to just sink into this magical space and feeling gratitude for being called here. And, you know, patting myself on the back that I followed that call. Because there was a lot of people that thought I was nuts, having no community, no job, no security, no nothing set up in this physical plane. But I knew. Because trust me, sisters, there was no moving to this space without sinking within and seeking guidance from those that can't be seen with visible eyes. And I was shown in my dreams and visions and knew from the space of the depth of my heart and the call of the universe that a community was waiting. I was shown how to find it. I was shown where to find it. And I knew those things were there. They were just waiting. So off I went. And they were there. Things take time, of course, in this plane. And it is trust, isn't it? That's really the game. Trusting our intuitions, trusting our visions and callings, and then acting on them. This is the thing that I share with women in group, because I find that really everyone knows. Everyone knows. But it's us that talks ourselves out of the doing, because we get stuck in our heads. We're shown that that's the place to be. And I share with you, sisters, don't forget your minds. But there's times when your mind is not called for. And just feel and know. So back to this magical space. The sun again, just hitting over the, there's a cups of trees that are here, and it's just making its way above, so that I'm not quite feeling its warmth yet, but shining on my face. Sisters, it is this gift of peace of the rainforest that I wish to offer you. It is this gift of peace that motivates me to create the Happy Heart Sanctuary, which is a space born out of the depths of my moments, months of profound grief. The cry within me for just this desire to be happy again, wondering if it would ever happen. And I know, sisters, if you are in this space of profound grief, that you get that. Days fold into weeks, fold into months, and sometimes into years, and we wonder, is this all there is? Is it just days of dreariness, heartache, that elephant that sits upon our chest and just simply will not budge. And I say to you, sisters, that there is more. But in order to access that more, we have to create a space of security around us where we can take that time that is needed to journey within and really go to those deep spaces and see what is written there, to hear the whispers of your heart. Finding that path when all seems bleak and dark, looking to where that first golden ball of light is before us, allowing it to illuminate the path that has been there all along, but has just been hidden as we journey within. So, sisters, there is a way to move gracefully through profound grief. And that journey is twofold. It is the journey within, reconnecting to your heart space, reforging a new identity, and one through sacred sisterhood. And that is what I am creating here. And I could just hear my temple sisters, because, of course, that was a calling within me years ago, but not knowing just how important it was. And fast forwarding to this moment, knowing how crucial, how vital it is to create the safe space of sister, of sacred sisterhood, of communion, so women can come together to hold each other through their moments of profound grief. We can hold each other up. We can help new sisters who find themselves in this boat with us, and we can hear the wisdom of those who have journeyed for many, many years. Coming together in communion, in ritual, in ceremony, in celebration. So that is what I look to create through the Happy Heart Sanctuary. And such a marketing faux pas, but I do have two Instagrams going. One is the Happy Heart Sanctuary, Hawaii, posting photos and my journeys in the rainforest and the journey of the birthing of the Happy Heart Sanctuary in the physical. And my space dedicated solely for grief, all good grief. And here in this podcast, I've decided it'll be a space for both. And clearly labeled for those that are seeking the wisdom of the rainforest or looking for guidance strictly for a grieving journey, you will find it here. So as I sit here in my vantage point in the middle of just nature, watching the sunlight hit the clouds, and the pink and blues of the early morning fading to a brighter white, and the blue of the sky, and knowing sadly that I must retreat too from the rainforest at this moment and begin my day, a teenage daughter that needs chauffeuring to school, and then the day will begin. So wishing you, sisters, nothing but peace for your day. If you're looking for guidance, if you're looking for this gift of stillness, then we welcome you here. Please subscribe to the podcast and YouTube channel, which I'll be posting more. Still on the fence about Facebook, gotta be honest. So we'll see. But up and going on Instagram, so you can find things there throughout the day. And if you find yourself, sisters, in this space of profound grief that you feel like you're just struggling to get through another day, then I'm opening space. My sessions, I call them holding space sessions, for those that need to be held, witnessed. We will call upon the Divine Mother to bless our connection together and offering light unto your dark days. You can reach me through Instagram at allgoodgrief. Just message me and say, Priestess Maya, let's set up a time. Oh, thank you, Birdie, for joining us. And soon to be on my website, I'll have a place to book. Knowing that that 90-minute session is dedicated to you. Allowing me just to hold space for you, sister, to hear and witness your journey. Oh, Mr. Birdie, okay. Or Mrs. Birdie, I suppose. I'm not sure, to be honest. I hope you could hear that. All right, I have to retreat now. Wishing you again peace and stillness for your day. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the rainforest of Hawaii, offering you the wisdom and stillness of this sacred space, sending you love and compassion from my heart to yours. Aloha, sisters, and many blessings.